And we have the pleasure right now of talking to Tom Caulfield, who's the President, Director of Veteran Community Initiatives. Hey, first of all, Tom, thanks for taking time out of your schedule. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
It's my pleasure. This is a great cause and a great day we're looking forward to on the 22nd of this month.
Yeah, let's talk about this. You're going to be having a special event. So can you just give us all the details on what's going on?
Sure. This is our, on the 22nd of October, is going to be the 15th annual Veteran Issues Symposium. And the symposium title that we're working with this year, which also happens to be Red Ribbon Week, is the impact of the drug culture on you and your community, providing veterans knowledge of. So we're kind of excited. Al, how this got started was, as you can see, it's 15 years. We've talked on a number of different subjects over those 15 years. But it was actually at the behest of Congressman John P. Murtha, who, as you know, was a Vietnam veteran himself and had lived through all the mistakes that we made at that time on returning veterans and how they were being treated and many of the other factors. So the congressman thought it was a great idea if we were able to attack some of the subjects, all of the difficulties that the issues that arise after returning back from war or even a tour of duty here in the States. So we've been running this for 15 years now. The topics are wide and varied. Just to give you a little idea on last year's Veteran Issues Symposium, we talked about things like family caregiving. We talked about veterans in the workplace. We talked about suicide prevention, military sexual trauma, and rural veteran outreach programs. So you can see it's very diverse. This year, we had worked with the coalition, the Cambria County Drug Coalition, last year, along with the Drug Free Workplace Pennsylvania. And we were amazed at all the information that was forthcoming at the event. So when we jumped at it, when they indicated that they would be available, especially now with all of the COVID restrictions that they have. So we were able to book them for the 22nd of October, and we're looking forward to this being the one and only topic. We believe it's that important for the symposium this year.
Okay, so this event is titled, first of all, you're providing veterans knowledge, the impact of the drug culture on you and your community. Now, it's going to be happening at the Mirage. That's on Scalp Avenue. Now, it is happening on Thursday. However, that's Thursday, October 22nd. Pre-registration is required. So they're asking you to call the Veterans Community Initiatives at this number, correct? 814-255-0355, correct?
That's correct, Al. Yes.
Okay. And it looks like it's going to be a full day. It's going to start pretty much with the registration at 9:30, and it runs all the way to 2:15 p.m., and it does look like you're going to be giving signs and symptoms of substance abuse. Also, one of the topics, addiction crisis, veterans, effect on the veterans and family. And you're also going to have a Q&A question and answer period, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's highly recommended that folks for this, it would be very helpful for veterans to pre-register, right?
And we're bound by, obviously, the restrictions, the distancing, and the mask requirement. So we'll comply with that, and looking forward to having a full house. We're really excited for our luncheon speaker, We'll have Greg Neubauer, who's the Cambria County District Attorney. We're also hoping that Judge Tim Creaney, a Vietnam veteran himself and a Cambria County senior judge, also our judge for Veterans Court, is going to try to make it. There's a couple of conflicts there, but Judge Creaney does an outstanding job on our Veterans Court, and we're looking forward to hopefully having him make it also.
Okay, so mark this down. You have to pre-register. Contact Veterans Community Initiatives for this special event, Mirage on Scalp Avenue, on Thursday, October 22nd.
Yes.
Now, what I'd like
to... No cost.
No cost.
And, right. And so we'd, like I said last year, we had both Kathy and Kathy Strain from the Drug Free Workplace and Ronnie Oblonsky here last year. They did a tremendous job. Ron is going to be our MC for the event. We also have two newcomers to us, and that's Andrew Fraze, who's the case manager for the Recovery Friendly Workplace, Pennsylvania. And Andrew apparently has a real extensive background in this area, and has been also involved in Central PA Veteran Court programs. We also, and this one I'm really looking forward to, excited about, is Kayla Gorman, who happens to be the sister of a Marine who unfortunately paid the ultimate price of his life to the disease of addiction. And from what I understand, it's really a heartfelt type presentation, and those are the ones that stick with you.
All right, let's segue into something else. Let's talk about this, the effect of drug abuse on veterans.
Yes.
And the families. You know, I talked to you before we started this interview that, you know, I had a son who was in the Army, fortunately came back safely after serving and in combat in Iraq. And, you know, I'm very fortunate. I'm one of the lucky ones where he's able to, you know, deal with what he went over with there. But not every veteran is able to deal with it and their families. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, first of all, the frustrations and sadness for families and what they go through and the veterans when they come back home and they turn to drug addiction.
Right. Yeah, you're talking about a situation where there's an excitement level, whether it be good or bad is, you know, another question, but there's this constant yearning for more and more activity that's going on. And then when you come home, there's at times an emptiness there. Some of us can deal with it, some of us cannot. However, if a individual like your son or whoever it might be has this situation and doesn't feel right, we want to let them know that there's people that they should be talking to. It's not a sign of weakness, obviously. It's a sign of strength, as a matter of fact. But that's what organizations like VCI and your other veteran service organizations are all about. We are there to help the individuals to get to the proper people, the professionals, in dealing with whatever their problems happen to be. You've heard me mention a couple of times about Veterans Court. And, of course, Veterans Court is when something happens in the legal process. And at that time, they're picked up for a DUI or a drug possession or something. The idea behind this presentation and this program and the drug connections is to get this before we go to a Veterans Court. We would love nothing better to have our Veterans Court program just expunged and not needed. We'd love that, but unfortunately it's not. But I think we are making some strides with organizations like the Drug Coalition and the Drug Free Workplace The Veterans Administration, the VA, has many programs to deal with some of the different programs, whether that be suicide prevention or sexual trauma or any other of the caregiving type programs. We have to direct them to the proper channels and to work with them and to be a support mechanism.
Now, how would they get in contact with you, Tom, if it's a family or even a veteran relative? Give us information on how they can get in contact with you.
Yeah, well, we've been around now, as you may know, since 1993. We cover 14 counties in the Laurel Highlands, Southern Alleghenies area. We're headquartered here at 727 Goucher Street in the Hiram G. Andrews Center. And what we do is we work closely with the VAs and all, the entire community, in working with them, veterans that are challenged, need some help, obviously, with job search assistance. We have a job search assistance program. We also have programs that can work with veterans when they have a, let's say, an electric bill or a gas bill, and finances become too difficult. As you can imagine, right now, it's a very, very difficult employment situation out there. But we do have programs where we can help them on a one-time basis to pick up some of their electric bills or gas bills, and to not have them worry about a shutoff situation. So one of the programs that we've also put together just recently that ties in with the COVID program is if you are a veteran and you've been affected negatively by the COVID downturn, whether that be by reduced hours, a layoff, cutback, loss of permanent job, you are eligible for a $100 grant that no questions asked. How you spend it is up to you. You know, we certainly know that you're going to be using it in a wise manner. But we have a program like that. It's called our VACAP program, our Veteran Assistance program, and it's an outreach program where, although the amount is only $100, it'll get a couple of bags of groceries for you and the family.
So they, you can contact the your group by giving us a call, correct, at 814-255-0355. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct. We also have a website, vciinc.org, that lets people know how we can be reached. And we're very involved in the community. We belong to 14 Chamber of Commerce in the area, and work closely with all of the county veteran affairs offices, the veteran service organizations, the VFWs, the American Legions, et cetera. So if we don't know the answers, and there's many things we don't have the answers for, we'll get the answers.
Okay,
so
well,
that's what our promise to our veterans are, that if we can't help you, we certainly know where we can go to get that help.
All right, well, thank you for your time. It's Tom Caulfield, the President and Director of Veteran Community Initiatives. Thanks for not only your interview here, but also what you're doing for veterans. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate it. Have a good day.